What is up?
How are you doing?
This is the movie show.
Konnichiwa.
Nice ride. Wow.
That just came out of nowhere.
That came out of nowhere. That definitely came out of nowhere. I'm Sash.
Some Japanese speaking people are like, did he say I'm hungry or did he say hello?
And then meantime, it's not even okay, it is Japanese, but this is Ryan.
My name's Ryan.
Yeah, and the reason Ryan decided to become part Japanese today
is because we're on the movie show on Active FM. This is the movie show.
Is that why?
Yeah, we forgot that part. We can continue.
I said this is the movie show.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And then you decided
I wasn't going to pronounce my name.
Oh, okay.
But it would be very cool if I said it in Japanese.
We should have. Ah, damn. Anyway, cool. You know what would be really cool is if we ran this whole entire episode through Stable Diffusion and then prompted it to tell it is Stable Diffusion, right? Yes, and prompted it to make us anime style, and that would be so cool.
Yeah. Imagine with how they would look.
Anyway. We'll try, guys. We'll try our best.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't fail.
Yeah.
Anyway, so last week, as promised, we said we would watch an anime film, which is my first anime film. I've never in my entire life watched an animated... I'm joking. That's a lie. Anime film. I've watched anime before, but not a lot of it. Me and Ryan have policy towards anime. The shockingly enough, though, and we mentioned this last week, Corridor Digital, they're a VFX company in Los Angeles. They made a series called Rock Paper Scissors. They did two episodes, right?
Yeah.
I think they're actually still going to bring out a third episode, but the way they did it was so cool. I was so... You know when you watch something and afterwards you just want to go make something creative? Like, you just want to be creative and create something that's, super artistic. And, I really felt like that after watching Rock, Paper, Scissors, because how they did it was that... You may correct me at any point, Ryan. So they created a script. The whole thing is about these two brothers playing Rock, Paper, Scissors. It's very cool. And then they took pictures of the story.
They're playing rock, paper, scissors for the next king kind of thing because their father.
Yes. Yeah. And if you lose to the rock, paper, scissors game, like you are shamed, like you are cursed. Yes. And then they storyboard the whole thing and they record voiceovers. And then the way they take the storyboard is they would take photos of the characters on green screen. But dressed sort of, so they would dress the character up, but very they'd grab stupid props. It wasn't a proper crown, and they'd get a kid's plastic crown and stuff like that, just so that they could look like whatever character they were playing. Then what they did was they ran each photo through. No. First, they fed Stable Diffusion a artistic style. So they created I can't remember what they used, an actual specific anime.
Yeah, I don't remember the details.
But then when they did the second one, because they didn't want to infringe on copyrights, they actually got an artist to create a specific animation style, so artistic style, that they then fed into Stable Diffusion. And then what they did was they ran the photos in Stable Diffusion and said they prompted it to take this photo and using that art style make... Yeah. And then they took all of those. It's actually a lot of work. They took all of those photos and they created in Unreal Engine. They created backgrounds. So whether it was a castle, a mountain. And then they also ran those backgrounds through Stable Diffusion to make it fit the artistic style. Yeah. Then they basically put the character in the setting. And then they kind of animated it, which was very cool. The way they did it, they have the background moving one way and the character moving the other way. Then they'd add the voiceover, and then very, very cool. Very, very cool idea. And I thoroughly enjoyed watching
Stable
it.
Diffusion, because I know that they were using AI, wasn't
it? Yes. That is Stable Diffusion, so right? Yes. Yeah. So Stable Diffusion, so if you, in simple terms, they used a advanced version of something like ChatGPT. But ChatGPT, I don't know if it's I don't think you can. You can't prompt it to create images for you. So you get certain AI software, you can prompt it to do AI images. And then what Stable Diffusion does is you can then, you can feed it stuff and then it will spit out stuff for you. Which is, I think what's cool about the whole thing with Stable Diffusion is you can give it an art style. And what's Stable Diffusion is an open source software at the moment, so it's free. But what it's basically doing is it's collecting, because you can go and upload to Stable Diffusion, but then it's there. So now, like, it's you've taught that AI, this is what a whatever style. This is what, if your name, artistic so style.
We're teaching it.
Yeah, everyone's basically teaching
the
it.
The more data it collects, the more it knows.
Yeah, so that's
the more it knows, it can create.
The more it can create.
The more it create, more people use it.
Exactly.
And the more they use it, the more they teach it, the more they teach.
Hopefully they keep it open source, like Blender, you know.
Yeah, eventually they're going to be like, yeah, probably. Yeah.
If they keep it open source, because it's be a community. Cool, you can keep on building it.
It's a community project.
So. Yeah, but that was the closest thing I got to anime, and the second other thing that I got to, but I wouldn't classify this as anime, but it's sort of close-ish. It's in the same like vibe. Would be Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because of the whole artistic and the fact that it's animated and it's so, but it's not the same.
Anime is Japanese animation, yes, but it's got a very specific style. That Japanese animation, they like exaggerate like very specific key points of the film, but like almost everything is a key point. Like someone says alone, and it's like,
and the eyes go big.
Yeah, and it's and then it closes by the eyes, and they're like, oh no, what if he knows?
Yeah,
you know, but the pencil drops, and then it's so everything is very, very.
You know what I find very funny with anime is there's always the opening theme song, which is this very like
rock like,
punk type of vibe.
Rock.
But then what also makes me laugh is the subtitles. And even throughout the film, like if they play a song, there's the subtitle, like they'll show the actual like meaning of the lyrics, which fits very, very deeply with what is happening in the story. Yeah. And then, so those were the two closest things that I got to anime or enjoying anime.
I just remember when I was a lot younger and there was the whole Dragon Ball Z movement that began here, at least. And my friends used to talk about it a lot. And I was like the only guy that wasn't watching it.
Oh, really?
So they were like, dude, you need to come to my house. Or no, I actually just went to my friend's house. I'm like, hey, what up? What are you doing? No, come, sit down.
Watching Dragon Ball Z.
Dude, today's the day. And then they like put it on. I was watching Dragon Ball Z for a while.
And you just
like, and they were like, hey, how cool. And I was just like, nah.
I'm just like, nah.
I was just like, meh. Okay.
Meh.
I can understand why you guys like it, but no.
Meh.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Can we?
It's like, you know, in Despicable Me, Groot's mom. He's like, look, mom, I drew a rocket. Meh. Look, mom, I made a rice model with the rocket. Meh. Look, mom, I'm launching a rocket into the sky. Yeah. That was right. Now that we've given you our background on anime, so I was recommended this anime film by someone, and then a second person asked me like, have you watched anime? I was like, no. They're like, no, you must watch this film. And literally they stood up and they gave me they were like, we are giving you the film, go and watch it. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll go watch it. So I roped Ryan into watching it, and we watched this anime film, which is called Your Name. Ryan, honest opinion, go.
I was very confused. And when I did research for this film, the director actually said his point, he wanted people to watch, be entertained, and be confused.
And
so
be confused. That's over crazy. There, you know what?
Hit I the read, point.
I read that the director said this. He said, I just need to find it. Writer-director Makoto Shinkai personally found his film.
You have to
film,
say it faster, Sash.
Oh, sorry.
Make it sound Japanese.
Makoto Shinkai.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Perfect.
I pronounced that correctly. Oh, my goodness. He personally found his film to be incomplete and unbalanced due to time and budget constraints. So maybe he like just eventually was like, you know what? It was meant to be that way. And then he's like, no, I made this film and you're supposed to be confused.
but by the end, when you kind of, when you do start clicking what's going on, you're like, oh, okay. But for me, it frustrates me how very emotional and very exaggerated the points are. But it's very creative though. I do enjoy the creativity, like the feeling just, the feel of the film, like the feel of the scene, like the way the music that they'll use to come in at a certain point, like it's very cheesy, but you're like, okay, yes, no, I get it, you know, you like get it, like, the whole the mood is so strong that Yeah, shucks. I'm just like, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine. No. Hectic.
Like, there's some very creative parts, like some very visual appealing. But these guys, I don't know.
So it's not after this, you're not gonna go and like become an anime like that. Meh is still there.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, I'm not hating on anime.
Yeah.
It's just not my preference.
Yeah. So,
and
like, if you had to...
And there's a lot of work. I have a lot of respect for... I mean, I don't... Like, Japanese people are generally very, very smart, right? That's what... So, when you look at how much they put into it, how much thought and, like, how much they really, really put a lot of detail into it. Cool. All right.
Great stuff. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It reminds... Like, my one son reminds me of anime. Like, everything about him is just very, like very dramatic and very, So, when I watch it, I'm like, I'm not showing my son this. Because he might just become, like, double. Yeah, exactly.
Double animated.
Yeah. What about you? So.
Would I go watch, like, actively seek out anime films after this? I don't think so.
And they have sites of anime.
No, they do. They have a lot of anime.
It's a fashion, this stuff.
I feel like I did not enjoy it. I'm not going to say that I hated it. Yeah. It was an experience. The one thing I absolutely loved, and it's not, what's weird is it's not all the time, but I suppose they can't because it would take very, very long for them to do this. But the way they... It's not just about, like, you know how with movies you get establishing shots and, like, some montages, but it's not constant because, like, you know, the story is what's carrying the film. What I find with anime is they almost, like, throughout the film, they have, like, these moments of, you know, just aesthetics. Like, we're going to show you, like, the city.
Yes.
Yeah. And exactly. with those specific shots, they're very, very detailed.
Yes.
Like, extreme. Like, there was one shot that it was almost, like, even this. There's parts of it where you look at it and it's almost photoreal. Not all of them, but a lot of them, you look and you're like... there's one specific shot of the city. I think it's... I'll try and spot it. But I was just like, oh, my goodness.
I know which one you're talking about.
The shot is so... It's like quarter to being, like, an actual photograph. So I really enjoyed those moments where you just look at the art and you're just like, wow.
And also how often, like the background will disappear when they're very focused on something in the foreground.
Yes. Like, the way they don't stick to reality also is
exactly.
nice. It's like it's weird. They bring in reality.
It's an imagination.
Yes, but at the same time they bring in, like, yeah, which I think is why I enjoyed Rock, Paper, Scissors so much as well, because I was in love with how
the background disappears.
Yeah, like the creativity
and the way the hand
that.
Is like coming through, and the way the air is going through, like, it's just,
and the emphasis and the
really
lines and that's probably also why I liked Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because I feel like I'm all for story. If you haven't gotten that,
but that was very comic.
It was comic, but they still used
comic style.
Like, this shot, it wasn't this shot, but that shot was very, like, almost photoreal. But, like, the way they enhance the story through, like, drawing mechanisms, if that makes sense.
I'm gonna take a guess on something here, right? I know, and I'll probably be way off about this, but what I've realized through a lot of films and that, and it might just be like a pop culture thing, but the Chinese and the Japanese are very fascinated with American culture.
Mm.
So, like, the whole comic book thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at comic books, like, each frame, they would have to try and draw out a motion and what's happening. So that's why you'd get a lot of, like, drawn lines with the hand coming through the air and stuff like that. And you'll probably find that Japanese were like, oh, that's cool. Let's do our own thing as well, drawing out of that. So it is almost like a... Like a what do you call it? Like a draw off from comic, like that whole comic culture, put into anime.
The one difference, though, I'd say between comics and anime is, and even in the beginning, I think the shot's coming that I was talking about.
I mean,
it
is that looks realistic.
Yeah, like that's. But then I think it's after this one.
That's like,
not this one. Although coming. I mean, like that's beautiful. This one. Yeah. Look at that. Oh my goodness. Like the Sony at the top. Oh my goodness. That shot.
It almost looks like it's a real shot and they applied.
They just like applied an anime filter. Yeah. But then like there's times where like you can see it's very cartoony, if that makes sense. Mm. Like certain, like especially sometimes with the character. Yeah. But what I think the difference between anime and comic books, and I've heard by people who, in discussion with friends, when I've been in discussion with them and they like anime, the one thing I've always been told is it's beautiful. The art is beautiful. Like the actual drawing style that I'm talking about. And I think that's the difference between comics. Like comics is almost very like quick and sharp and like pop, like, you know, those like bang, like loud, like the Americans, you know, but like there's like, even I'm thinking of when they drew the characters crying, like the way the tear, I'm not talking now because I know that there's the ones where they're like, and the tears are like flying out.
Yeah, there's
out.
The comical. And then there's like the emotional.
It's almost like
sad.
The water's like doing this like dance. I don't know how to explain it, but like the tears like, and it looks beautiful. Like you, the person's crying and you're just like, wow, that tear is.
You see, that's
joy.
The problem. It really draws emotion like out of you. It's just.
So I think artistically, I loved watching the I appreciated the art so much.
The creativity into it. Yeah.
I think I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to actively seek out anime. But one thing I enjoyed was the way they told the story. Because at first, I think in the beginning, I was like, wait, what? But then I caught on and I was like, oh, I know what you guys are doing. I see it. And then I clicked, okay, this is what they're doing. And then I also enjoy that type of like weird storytelling where you like take the story and you like chop it. And then you like mix it and shuffle and you like playing your playlist on shuffle and you just went from like a movie soundtrack into like, should I stay or should I go now?
Yeah,
that does happen from time to time, just in case you're wondering. So,
Spotify doesn't do its job.
No. Mine's just the music I save on Apple Music then I just decide to shuffle all my songs.
Oh, you shuffle?
No, I just shuffle like all my songs. And then you go from like Inception's like soundtrack to... Yeah, something strange and wonderful. Come listen to music with me sometime. It'll be a fun times.
Yeah, very strange.
For all of those in the room who have listened to my playlist, they know what I'm talking about. Yes. So, thank you for the recommendation to those who recommended it. I did enjoy it. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I'd rather watch this than this. I would rather watch this than other things. Like, and especially as someone who was like, nope, I don't want to watch anime. I'm not into anime. Don't give me anime. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I will slate your anime.
I think what's great about this is that obviously you follow along with the storyline. If you start watching Dragon Ball Z and you don't understand what's going on, you might just be dumped in the middle of, you're like, who's that? Wait, why is he angry? Why have they been fighting for the last 3 episodes and they've said 3 lines to each other? I will kill you.
And then it ends.
And another guy.
It ends. And then the next episode, it starts with...
And of course, it always ends because it goes from a dramatic scene.
Uh-huh.
And when it ends, it goes into...
The other thing I don't like about anime is like the amount of episodes. Isn't there 1,000 episodes in some... I don't know anime series that well, but like, is it Dragon Ball Z? One Piece? One Piece has 1,000 episodes. I'm not going to. I'm just like, nope.
If it's really good enough, thank you.
1,000 episodes. No, I just feel like when something's good, all good things must come to an end. Is that not a thing?
Yeah. Well, if it's good, it's worth it.
In film, I feel like all good things, like Stranger Things, you know, it's so good. It can't be good forever. Like if they keep on going, they're going to stuff it up. So they need to finish it. And then we'll be like, oh, that was such a good series. Then we'll go. And then if we want to watch it again, we'll just go watch it again, you know. But 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, I don't
know.
There's something about a season of something good that you're watching coming to an end.
Like Marvel.
Haven't you ever looked forward...
to the end.
Like, we were watching on Netflix, The Rookie. Because they released season 7. No? Yeah, 5, 6, and 7. I don't know if they released 7 yet. And we were just watching. We were enjoying it. And, like, they even, like, took a turn. They, like, did something. I was like, they're changing stuff. Yeah,
you see, that's the problem.
I don't know. But it got better.
Oh, did it?
They changed it to make sure it's not boring.
Unusual.
And then next minute, they introduce a new villain, and that's the last episode of that season.
And then you're like...
And you're like, no! Why?
Okay, I do get sad when things come to an end. Like, I am sad, but I can't...
But that's the problem. There's no...
Yes, that you... Everything... A story has an ending.
How do you now... And you walk away, you're like...
That was good.
Great.
Yeah. Like, for me, I'll give you an example. I watched Friends, right? And in the beginning, it was good. In the middle, it was like, you know, when you do, they just like, and then by like the last season was very good. So, like, they were able to pick it up. But, like, in that middle part, it got like, it just got weird. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, even The Office, I enjoyed The Office, but I haven't finished The Office, not because I didn't enjoy it, just because, like, it, that you need to live, you know, like you can't be out here watching TV constantly. I think that's also why I'm such a movie fan, because like you watch the film and you watched it, you know.
It's a story that they kind of take you.
They take you on an adventure. They take you on a journey. They tell you a story. You get to the end of it. Problem. You're like, that was good.
They're not going to solve it. And they solve it.
If I really enjoy it, I'll go watch it again. I will go watch it again. I'm that person that if I like something, I will watch it again. Maybe not immediately, but in years to come, definitely go watch it again. But like 1,000 episodes? Nah.
That's a lifetime.
Go do something with your life, man.
That's a lifetime of episodes.
1,000 episodes.
No, that's what I have to tell my sons. Continue the journey, guys. Keep going. We're at episode.
Yeah, no shame.
867.
Like, even for me, I'll use this as the last example. Like Marvel, the first beginning phase, right? Like, it was good and we were following along and, you know, you watched all the movies and like and it was awesome. And then Endgame, Infinity War came and we were like, and then Endgame came and we were like, And then now,
yeah, no.
Like, I haven't even watched the most recent Marvel films. I don't want to watch.
What is the most recent
Now they've
Marvel
got
films?
Series going. What is the... I know they brought... No, that...
Have we missed anything, by the
yeah,
way?
Yeah, we have. I'm sure...
Really?
Lots, yeah.
Like movies. Not
movie. Like, okay, did you watch the latest Doctor Strange? I watched it, but it sucked.
What is the latest...
Wanda was
is
the...
Is that with Spider-Man? No, that was Spider-Man.
That was Spider-Man, yeah. Have you watched Black Panther 2?
I think so. Didn't we do that for a...
Oh, yeah, we did. I slated that film. Yeah. Have you watched...
Yes, because that was when... what's his face?
Yeah, shame. It was a very good tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
That was a tribute to him, yeah.
As a film, it sucked.
And then it was like, should they continue? Shouldn't they continue?
They shouldn't have gone. They could have done it. We'll give it...
What was the latest Doctor Strange? No, I haven't watched it. Because isn't that when he gets to that third eye?
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, I haven't watched
that. Yeah, you
see,
they've gone whack, man. Like, they've really, really gone whack.
Are they even following the comics on that?
I don't know. I just feel like they're feminizing everything.
Like are there any comic fans out there that can tell us, are they following the comics? So, like, maybe there's comic fans that are like, yeah, oh, cool. Yeah, no, I remember this comic episode. We know what's coming up next. We're looking forward to it. It's really cool to see comic books in movie form. And this is going to be a fantastic journey. And then the rest of the guys, all the people who are not even comic fans... Are just there for entertainment. For us, it's gone weird.
Yeah, very weird.
If there's any comic fans out there that can tell us that, comment below. We are looking out for your comment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll never know.
But now we're just like, me.
I suppose I could just Google.
Me. Yeah.
May 2025 movies.
I got distracted. Mm. Sorry. The reason I'm searching this is I saw... the movies coming out in 2025 and I was just like, oh my goodness, there's good films coming out in 2025. Except now I can't remember what they were. I was like, oh man. Captain America, but I'm not going to watch. I'm like,
What?
I can't remember what.
Where?
There was a specific.
Where is Captain America right now?
They changed it to.
Yeah, because he
that Formula One movie with Brad Pitt is coming out.
Ah,
that
cool.
That looks very good.
Yeah. Wow, I feel like it's coming to that. Yeah, wait, what was that?
Oh man, I think it was Tron.
Oh, Tron! I haven't watched Tron.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't watched it. Is it any good?
We should
find out.
We should go watch it and find out. Sure.
Yeah.
Avatar 3.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, okay. But anyway. So yeah, that was your name.
Yeah. There it is.
There you go. There you have it, people.
Very interesting. Lots of detail. Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
This has been the movie show, the anime show, the movie show. Right here. Until next week.
Cheers.
Peace.